Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renacy.
This your main man, Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man, live in the den with Street Queens, the movement, the panel, always doing positive things. Today, we have an exclusive Mother's Day show, definitely having all callers call in and tell us how you celebrate your Mother's Day, and if you have a Mother's Day dedication, if you're a rapper, poet, or whatever, you want to do a poem, you know what I'm saying, you want to say something to your mother, you know, it's your time to do it. Call in at 347-826-22. We're going to be live with the Queens. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, give y'all that mama from Boyz II Men. Hey, it's a tradition.
Yeah.
cousin with that, my little sister around that. I want to send a special happy Mother's Day to my mother, Nadine Porter. Rest in peace, she lived in my heart forever. And just want to send a special happy Mother's Day out to all the street queens. Yeah,
it's your girl that she loves live in the building, man. I want to say a happy Mother's Day to all my single mothers out there, definitely on their grind doing they want to. All the women in the industry that are mothers, man, shout out to you. Shout out to all my street queens that are mothers, definitely doing their thing. Emma Ramos, also, you know, holding it down, you know, representing. I'm representing for the DMV. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my mother. Shout out to my grandmother in New York. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Geronda's mom. You know, definitely holding me down. Shout out to all the mothers, man. I love y'all, man, for real. And you know what? To my mother, man, I love you. I only get one mother in this world. And, you know, love and respect, Mom Duke. All that I do. I love you, man. You know what it is, man. And I just want to say, Mama, Mama, you know I love you. Yeah, happy Mother's Day. You already know what it is, man. The Queens of Movement. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up? This is a consulting guy, and I just want to give a shout-out to the Street Queens on this Mother's Day that's coming up. Also, want to give a shout-out to my mom and my son's mother and all the mothers out there. And have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to my mother. It's your girl, Felicia Spring, Music Mania Television. Shout-out to Street Queens, the Movement, Lush Radio Online, Renaissance. Cedric Sir Boogie Arnold is going down to Street Queens and Movement each and every Thursday. Happy Mother's Day to my beautiful mother.
Yeah, this trip, TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Give a shout out to my mother, my grandmother, both my aunts, all the Street Queens. You already know I got love for all y'all. Most death. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, this is Cinnamon Jones of Soulcase Media. I want to give all the ladies a beautiful tribute for Mother's Day. Especially shout out to Emma Ramos. What's up, Mommy? Thank you for everything. Have a great Mother's Day and all the Street Queens. God bless ya.
This is Pedro. I'd like to give a shout out to my mother, who so happens to be a Street Queen, and to my grandmother. And I'd like to wish a happy Mother's Day to all you Street Queens, too. And all the mothers out there that are working hard and taking care of their children by themselves. Yeah, that's about it. Happy Mother's Day to all of you.
What's going on? This is Renacy. And on behalf of Magtivity Productions, I want to wish my mother, as well as every other mother, both present and future, a happy Mother's Day. For you are the doorway to life.
Hey, Street Queen. To you all mothers, I want to wish you a wonderful Mother's Day. This is Reverend Carmen, a.k.a. Warrior for Love Production. I want to send a special tribute to my girlfriend and soon-to-be wife, Doris Diamas. And I want to wish her a wonderful Mother's Day. She's a great mother. I haven't seen a mother like her, and she is wonderful. Also want to shout out to all the mothers who are my friends on my space. I want to wish you a wonderful Mother's Day. Yeah, Carmen, Peekaboo, you all are wonderful women who really did a great job with your children. God bless you all, and my love for all you mothers around the world, and to my own mother, God bless you.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy, Black Ice. I'm in your ear right now giving a good shout-out for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mama, your mama, his mama, her mama, your grandmama, and everybody else's mama. Because, you know, it's a special day, that's true, but for real, Mother's Day is every day. It's your boy Black Ice from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France.
Yeah, man. That's the shout out for, you know what I'm saying, a lot of our calls they called in, you know what I'm saying, we chopped out. We want to send a shout out to Digital Fantasy Underground for chopping that up for us, man. Street Queens, the movement. We're going to be live in the building. My daughter, you know what I'm saying, want to say, you know, a shout out real quick.
Happy Mother's Day. To everybody.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Street Queens, the movement live in the building. We're going to go to the phone lines. Peace, Queen Felicia. What's poppin'?
What's poppin', Leshy? Happy Mother's Day.
Man, that's what it is, man. It's all love, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate that, man. Today's our Mother's Day.
We live.
You live in the building, man. Peace, family. Happy Mother's Day to your mother I mean, you don't have no kids right now, but to your pre-kids, happy Mother's Day. And stuff
happy
like
Mother's
that.
Day to all my feet.
All your seeds, man, for real. That's what it is.
Who wants to plant one of my seeds? Psych.
You are lame. Yo, and we got another caller live in the building. Caller from 215, you're live in the building.
Peace, Queens. Happy Mother's Day. Pre Mother's Day.
Peace, Queen. Happy.
I was listening to those shouts. That sounded lovely. I like that.
Was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, did you hear my son doing a shout? He's like, so my mom is one of the three kids. He don't even say who it is.
He is so nice.
That's my boo-boo. My boo-boo called in, too.
That was nice. You let your daughter sound cute, too.
Oh, thanks, man.
I know. She's adorable.
That's what it is. We got another caller live in the building. Caller from the 301, the DMV area. What's poppin'? You're live with the Street Queens, the panel, and we doing that Mother's Day shout out. You know what I'm saying? Session. What's up, family? 301-567.
Maybe they just
want to
listen.
Hey, my bad. I just stopped the way.
Oh, okay.
My bad. I got to go ahead and give a shout out, even though Mother's Day is a couple of days from now, though.
You can still get a shout out.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, especially since this is like the first time speaking to Street Queens, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. My bad. It is Dirk. Want to give a shout out. Happy Mother's Day, Street Queens. My mother ain't even out here. She doing her thing. But I give a shout out to her and Grangelina. She definitely. Like the great grandmother, and I was old, so she definitely get that Mother's Day shout out right there. But it's love regardless, because, you know, that's what it is.
That's
straight missed that 301 joint. I forgot that's my number, like a mug. I stepped away from the phone, like.
Oh, it's a DMV.
Seriously, look, I was sitting there working, then I stepped off the. Yay, my bad. That's my bad.
It's okay,
hey, but
you hear
now. Look, though, Big Sis Lush, let me holler at you real quick. Hey, Snap, you know what, though?
What?
The big should be IMAX, though, because you see the big picture. I'm telling you, with that immaculate grind joint, you feel me? That should be IMAX, because you see the big picture and your hustle digital. You did. Big picture digital hustle.
Did y'all hear that, man? He came in. That's my boy over there, you know, doing this thing, you know, his 1-2 in regards to, tell them about what you're doing anyway, you know, with Yo Tech Graphics, you know what I'm saying, so the Street Queens can know, you know, what you do and everything like that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, you know, right now, the little Yo Tech situation is just the graphics company, but right now, we're developing a couple of publications, working on a book dealing with the social media network and how it's affecting entrepreneurship, and in terms of, like, just the paradigm shift, I mean, we just, like, dealing with the more intellectual side of the hip hop game. I mean, it ain't even a hip hop game. It's just like a cultural.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cultural introspect.
So at the social networking sites, is it you guys, you know, talking about it in a positive light?
I mean, we're talking about it from a couple of different aspects. I mean, they are positives. I mean, look at it. Look at how it's bringing individuals together. Number one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Number one, even though it keeps us separated, look at how it's bringing people together, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And also how it gives the regular person who really just has an earnest grind or earnest heart to get things accomplished, how it gives them the opportunity to get things accomplished with other like-minded individuals. You know what I'm saying? Speaking about those things first and foremost is what we're coming at. Because in all honesty, that's the energy. I mean, it kind of shows that there is a positivity in the world, you know what I'm saying? Like there is a hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, but business has become the new religion. Like, a lot of people are dealing
it's
with each
true.
Other on a more spiritual more spiritual level. And when it comes to the interdependence of the independents doing their entrepreneurial thing, I mean, that's where you're looking at, like, big families. You know what I'm saying? When you really get down to it. So that's kind of like getting into what the book explores. But we're
so,
kind of doing a graphic thing right now, though.
Yeah, and just
to show positive energy, you know, when you surround yourself around positive energy, you're going to get positive energy. You know what I mean? And that's like what the social networking is. It's creating movements such as the street movement. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Those are things that we want to be able to bring to light in terms of just making it more, giving more spotlight to individual efforts and individual movements, but at the same time kind of giving a single thread to, you know, just look at how it's possible and some of the other things.
Yeah.
It's basically for the future.
Doing
it's for
right,
prosperity.
It's the right way, basically.
Right. So you don't got to, you know what I'm saying, go through all the pitfalls that others have incurred.
Yeah.
And that's the real stuff,
well,
right there.
On that, it sounds like a great company.
I mean, we just kind of we real young, 2 years old. This is our third year coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we basically really just trying to get our feet planted and establish ourselves as a respectable and accomplished firm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell y'all one thing that people don't know. This dude right here is a genius. You know what I'm saying? And he just don't know how much of a genius he is. But you're going to be seeing more of your boy Derek out here definitely doing his thing. And, you know, he get an official stamp.
Thanks for the love, Big Sis.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. For real. So we letting all the people call in at 347-826-7. They had their Mother's Day shout-outs. And we also playing, you know, independent artist Mother's Day dedication on here. Got a poem, or you just a couple of words you want to say to your mama today? Holla, holla, holla! And we're also honoring women that are definitely getting their grind on. I was just talking to Derek. He was telling me how it seems like most of the ladies are grinding harder than the men nowadays.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, that's just being straight up. I mean, there's just
true.
A better business sense when it comes to dealing with women. I mean, they have more of a determination to see things done, whereas, I mean, I'm kind of guilty of it myself as a man. I kind of sit back and I feel accomplished, you know. I don't have the motivation to accomplish the very next thing right away, but that's not across the board. It's just in the dealings that I've had, I tend to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I mean, as long as us women are being treated with respect and taken seriously, then y'all could see that we have a force to bring to the table too, and our brain and our genius too. You know what I mean? And we all work good together, you know, male and female. It's a beautiful thing, you know, when a smart woman and a smart man is working together, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's all about respect, number one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of being honest. Respect is the number one thing that comes along with honesty.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we got nothing but strong women on this panel, man. You know, my girl Felicia gets it in with Music Mania, with her acting career. You know, she gets it in hard. My girl E2K Magazine, Emma Ramos, owns her own publication, you know, and gets it in. And the new issue with Liza Rios is crazy, man. Y'all need to go and cop that. www.e2kmagazineonline.com. You know, I got to get my plug-ins in. But you know what? And Music Mania, you know what I'm saying, .com. But,
MusicManiaTelevision.com.
MusicManiaTelevision.com, man. Go ahead and check that, man. These women
or
definitely
are free on Facebook. Check it out. Check out the Facebook.
That's what it is, man.
Well, I just want people to follow me on the Twitter, E2K _ magazine. Please, I'm trying to reach 1,000. That's you know.
What you at right now?
I'm on Twitter right now, E2K_magazine. I'm on 293.
Oh, see, okay, that's what's up, 293.
I'm up
there,
girl.
Yeah,
I'm
I just recently started.
E2K_magazine, yeah?
That's what it is. I just need the love so I could be able to spread the love.
Okay, that's what's up. Make sure I get yay, because that's I ain't even off that Follow Friday. I just be shouting out whenever. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do Follow Tuesday and Follow Fridays.
Follow Tuesday.
It's Follow Tuesdays, Follow Fridays.
That's good. And I'm going to tell you, whatever you got, Emma promotes that joint hard body. She on Twitter like, yo, you don't see me right here? I'm Twittering. You don't see me right here? I'm Twittering. The Twitter berry. For real, man. So yo, tell them what the Twitter is, man, so we can follow you and stay updated, little bruh, on what's going on, man.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, you got that Twitter.com, that / YoTech Graphics. That's GRAFFX. YoTech Graphics. I mean, it's something slight, but when I am on there, it's all about the politics and the networking. Like, it's just too many people on there absolutely putting themselves out there, making themselves available to have conversations. And
yeah, that's
conduct
true.
Business. I mean, that's one of the, I mean, that's another aspect that we touch on in the book. It's like, come on, it's like the industry is so wide open, it's gone right back to the 80s, you know, 79, 80s right now.
For real.
It's the independent game all over again.
Yep, and there's a lot of talent out there.
Not only that, but there's a lot of opportunity, and if you make yourself available to make those opportunities into realities, it's right there for you.
Yeah.
That's Mother's Day special like that, too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, your girl Emma is typing like I don't know what she on Twitter. She right there. I hear them clacking, clacking, clacking.
They're trying to get all the callers in.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the mothers and the Twitters.
Yeah, for real.
The tweeting moms is the tweeting moms. Shout out to Stacy Show hitting me up on the check-in.
That's what it is. Yeah, Emma's going to be the official Twitter, you know what I'm saying, monitor, you know what I'm saying, getting them Twitter shout-outs out there, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, she be definitely telling us who's who. You know? And who do you got some people, who are some of the people that you following on Twitter or who we should follow on Twitter, Dirt?
I definitely got a shout-out, like, Jab the Future, Cartier, at Cartier _, yeah, at Gitmo Chips, at Billy Blast, like, mm-hmm. capital B's on that dude. That's big bro right there, for real. At Capra Clothing Company, I did say that one already, because they kind of getting added, like, they giving us sponsorship for real, but Shorty Cool, like, good business right there, you know what I'm saying? That's another good look right there. I mean, it's really, I ain't going to lie to you, it's too many people. I can't really say shout out to Lizzie. I don't know if you be saying me how I be talking on that thing. It's like, I shout out the conglomerate. Like, it's nothing. You know
Yo, the word of today for everybody out there, man, is conglomerate. And y'all need to watch out for that conglomerate, that new issue that your boy Derek and your man consulting guy is going to be dropping soon. Watch out for that, the conglomerate. Y'all going to be stepped up on the up and up when it comes to technology, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really want some deep insight on things? Y'all need to check that out. Consulting guy in combination with the master, the other mastermind, Derek, YoTech, that's going to be out there. Y'all need to respect our conglomerates, man. Y'all need to respect K Conglomerate, Music Mania Conglomerate, Derek's Conglomerate. Everybody conglomerate, man. Respect mine. Check out Busta Rhymes. Respect my conglomerate, dog. But they ain't paying me for that.
All right. Let them know that.
Respect it, or you know what? At the end of the day, just Google me. How about that? Google me. E2K Magazine. Y'all already know.
Google me, Felicia Sabree.
Well.
Felicia Sabree.
Well.
Fuck me.
That's what it is, man. So right now, you know what I'm saying, while all the callers, you know what I'm saying, is getting together, getting it in, man, we're going to go to some, you know, Tupac, Dear Mama, and we're going to come back and get back on the line with, you know what I'm saying, the ladies and gent, you know, live in the building. We're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, get into the nitty-gritty. We got more calls that will be coming in and showing that love. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go ahead and play that Tupac. Tupac. I love you, baby. I love you, Tupac. Tupac. Mama. Yeah.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Thinking elementary,
Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
yeah, man, Tupac, Dear Mama, man, that's what it is, man. That takes me back, man. I love me some Tupac, though. I love me some Tupac. I know y'all love Tupac, too, man. We live in the building with the panel and Gent live in the building, and we just respecting all mothers. And the thing about it is, people, man, it doesn't matter if the mother is biological, you know what I'm saying, or non-biological. If the person is dedicating their time for you and loving you for all that you are and providing that nurturing and that caring for you, man, you got to show that love, man, for real. Show that love.
Absolutely.
How y'all feel about that? Am I right? I don't know.
You're absolutely right.
You know, just, and the thing is, right, I don't know about y'all ladies and gents. Do y'all feel like Mother's Day should only be celebrated one day?
No.
No.
I think we should get at least a whole month. I mean, never mind, we ain't going to get it every day, but damn, give us a month at least. Let us rock out for a month.
No work, no nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's too much to ask, but, you know, I still ask anyway. You never know, right? We got Obama for president, so, hey, let's just keep asking.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. We got to ask him, be like, man, can we get a whole month? I mean,
you know?
we carry babies for 9 months, and, you know, we take care of the kids, you know, when they sick, you know, when they need to go to the doctor, when they whining, we got to take care of them. You know, no disrespect to the man now, but you know what? I got to send shout outs to some of those men that are actually playing the mom role too, the single father.
Oh, definitely. There are definitely some good fathers out there.
Like,
no question about that.
Next month.
There's no question about that. There are some good dads. Mm-hmm. Not more than the moms, but there are some good dads. Shout out to dads.
Yeah.
That decided not to be deadbeats. Definitely shout out to them. And that are loving their kids and are there for their children.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Honestly, I was raised by women my entire life, so I give my respect to women in general. Like, they don't need no label to get that respect, you know what I mean? Like, a mother is the backbone of the household, but my great-grandmother and grandmother raised me straight up, so...
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them, definitely.
I respect just the, you know what I'm saying? It's a role, for real. Like, you were just speaking about how they are men who play that role in adolescent lives and children's lives. And the idea is it's that role. Like, it's necessary, but that woman's tenderness is a mother's love. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting that from no cat, no dude. You know what I'm saying? That's not not going to happen like that. Like,
the dad of rough fuel, right? Right, son.
That's the thing about it, women, that we're just born to nurture. Like,
but you know what? But that's
we have careers, and then we have to nurture our children. You know, it's two.
But that's the beauty. That's the beauty about that, about being able to have a mom and a dad, because it's a balance there. You know, you have the dad, you know, being the tough, and then you have the mom, don't worry about it, don't listen to your dad. But you got to, it's a balance. At least it's a balance, and the child gets balanced out, you know what I'm saying, in a more healthier way.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, you know, ladies and gents, what are some of the suggestions for people, you know, if they want to, you know, get their mother a gift, like, you know, since we going to go from, like, from the economical way and then up if they have it, because, you know, right now we in a recession. What are some ways, some things that we can give, you know, to our mothers to show them that we love them on Mother's Day, you know?
Like,
can we give them gifts? Yeah, inexpensive gifts.
Inexpensive gifts? You can send them flowers. Even, you know, the 1-800 flowers, they're not really that expensive. You know, you can send an arrangement maybe for, like, you can send an arrangement like that's for, like, $30, $40. I mean, you know, prior to, you know, everybody know Mother's Day is the second Sunday of May. You should have been already saving by February. You know? I mean, come on now. Let's get that respect going. But, a card, I mean, just to be able to take out your time and tell your mom thank you for everything and, you know, acknowledging her, you know, just letting her know that you love her. I mean, if you don't do it all year round because you're busy or you don't have time or you forget or you take her for granted, like we often do with our moms, you know, just to let her know that day that is special, you know, and that doesn't cost anything. A phone call, doing a recording. I mean, you know, giving her a shout even on a radio show. Like, I mean, just that she knows that you took the time to, you know, to let everybody else know how much she means to you and all that. My mother has cards, Mother's Day cards saved since I was a little girl doing them from school. You go to my mother's house, she'll show you she has a box. And every year, she has every card, the birthday, Valentine's, every card that I give her for every year, she has it all saved up, all stacked up by different years and all that. So she looks forward to my cards. So my cards is something very valuable to her because she says that's the time I sit down to really express how I feel. So, yeah, so, I mean, you know, and I write, I do poems and dedications like that. I mean, that's my ability, but other people's ability is different. You know, somebody knows how to sing. You know, sing your mom a song. Put that on a CD. Send it to her. Give it to her. You know, dedicate something to her. My artist dedicated a song and did a video for his mom. And so, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, something, anything, man. I think just a little note. And you just put it in the mail and she receives it, you know. Like, I love you, you know, stuff like that. So I think that's the most inexpensive and the biggest impact you probably could do to your mom is kind of actually let her know, you know, how you feel about her, especially in this world of, you know, everything is texting or whatever. You know, I mean, for the older folks, our moms that are like 60 and around that age, they're not into the texting and all that. You got to really let them know, call them up, go visit them and all that, and let them know how much you love them.
Oh, Felicia, how you feel about little inexpensive gifts?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
For my own mother, she's getting ready to go on vacation on Friday because her wedding anniversary is on May the 9th. So, you know, she's getting away, going down to Florida. So I got her some sandals to take with her, and it was inexpensive, you know. You know, manicure and pedicure, mother always loved that. And that's not too bad, you know. A gift certificate to the spa. Like on Mother's Day, I know all you mothers think, all right, this is my day. Nobody bothered me. I'm catered to. I want to relax. So anything like to relax your mom, you know, a new bathrobe, some candles, some smell good perfume, anything like that, you know. And we already know women, we like to get prissy and, you know, we like, you know, the sweet things in life. So it's real simple trying to get your mom something.
For real. And Mr. Gent over there, Mr. Derek, what are some of the things you suggest? You know, coming from a man's perspective, what do you guys be, you know, doing? We know we're lazy. What are you doing for your mom?
Straight up, you can do the 30 days of I got you, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, no matter how small the taste. You know what I'm saying? That's the easiest thing. I used to do that for my grandmother and great-grandmother like that, you know, coming up. But off the bucks now, you know, I'm good in the kitchen. So it's always about dinner the night before, breakfast. Then we do a brunch day, and then we do dinner, you know what I'm saying? Or we go out to dinner. And I'm all that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're such a good boy.
That's sweet.
Oh, you, my folks, I was raised by, like, you know what I'm saying, classic folks, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that just comes to, with the
territory. That's good home training right there. That's good home training, ladies. Good home training.
I'm a product of my environment, truly.
That's what it is. I got to send a shout out to Hellraiser Entertainment and the consulting guy and everybody that's in the chat room, definitely showing us love and listening in, man. You know, inexpensive gifts, man. Like, I kind of went berserk a little bit at Bath & Body Works now. Bath & Body Works got that sale going on now. So you can get a whole little gift basket with the candle, the bubble bath, the body wash, the lotion, and all that. You got some for, like, 30, 40, you know what I'm saying, with the loofah. I mean, oh, they got the little small little ones right for like $15. Whatever you can afford, women always, one thing a woman loves to do is smell good. A woman loves to smell good or she loves to relax. So, or, hey, if you don't got money like that, you can always go to the dollar store and create your own basket. They got the bubble bath. They got the bubble bath, Dollar Tree. They got the bubble bath. They got the loofah in there. You know what I'm saying? You can put all kinds of assorted things in there, you know, and get you a candle. Women always love that little candle, like, just to relax, man. You know, hey, women like robes, you know, get your mom a robe. You know, sometimes, hey, Mom Dukes, I mean, hey, Mom Dukes want to walk around naked and stuff. let her put the robe on.
Or some new slippers, like. New slippers, little, something comfortable, anything you see that she's lacking or missing, a photo album so she can be able to, you know, do her collection for her photos, nice photo, a nice frame for the wall, I mean.
Those new digital photo things, man, they off the hook, man. You know women love pictures, so don't even fake like you don't know. They love pictures, so that new digital photo frame right there, man, you can upload unlimited as many pictures as you want, or set your mother up for a photo shoot, you know what I'm saying? Let her get a new photo up and let her get into her own new, you know what I'm saying?
I did that for my mother like 3 years ago.
Yeah, you know, hey, your mother might not got a new up-to-date picture of yourself. and she need new pictures. Get her some new pictures, man. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Red Lobster, all them little spots have their little gift cards. Your mom might want some of that Red Lobster biscuit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, that's delicious. Oh, my God. Them biscuits are all
But that will always be a Mother's Day memory, and that would be the whole effect of having that biscuit. Like, that's the last.
Or bake a cake. Even if it don't taste good.
Even if I don't know about it, if it don't taste good, though.
I'm just saying, you know, your mom seeing you do something like maybe that's not in the norm, and you in the kitchen trying to do. It's just the effort. You know what I mean? We just appreciate all the little stuff. It's just all the little stuff.
Appreciate it, but we do not want to be responsible for any deaths. Okay, in regards, cannot cook. So if you cannot cook, put an order out and fake like you made it. Okay, so. But we want to give a shout out to all the moms, you know what I'm saying? And when we come back, you know, and talk about some new and have, you know, some more callers call in, you know, get a shout out. This is called NY's Joy. Check this out.
My artist.
This is Nyreen. And maybe we'll let Emma go ahead and introduce this one for the people, man.
That's the E2K Magazine official artist. His name is Nyreen. He's done a tribute to his mom, and I think that is excellent and definitely needed in the game. Please check it out on the YouTube, Nyreen, NYRAINE, and let's go right into it.
That's what it is.
I remember when I was pregnant at 15. Boy, that was something. You had all kind of, you should do this, you should do that, but I was going to have my baby, and thank God I did. I just remember you as a little person writing poems and rhyming, and back then it was all the new rap and all that other stuff. I can't remember what they used to call it, but you used to have your own little rap thing going on and your little breakdance thing. Like I said, I knew you were. This is you. This is your calling, my son. This is it. Rain, you remember when we used to go to parties and you used to be the life of the party? You used to get down and break dance. Just spin on your head and you were just it. Everybody would be like, whoa! I remember those days. It seems like yesterday. And now you're a man.
Yo, I love how you love me. You was never just my mother. You was always my buddy, always made me laugh. Your jokes was always funny, taught me what you get married. When it's raining and it's sunny, taught me a lot about life. Ever since I was a puppy, you said I was gonna grow up to make a lot of money and to never give up. Always stay hungry, strong woman, never bite your tongue. Always kept a gully, I don't know no woman is better. Just the fact that I know you is something to treasure. I'ma love you forever. I remember every time I went outside, you made sure I had on a sweater. Had on zipped up my jacket to the chin, the whole get up. Galasso's parcels when it's raining, so I don't get wet up. No name brand bubble, couldn't afford a chinchilla, but always made sure I was warm for the women.
Baby boy, I'm proud of you. Every time I look at you and I hear your songs, and especially my song, that's my favorite one, of course.
What an amazing woman you are. I know it broke your heart to see your only son behind bars, but I vow to the day I die to strive to bring nothing but happiness into our lives. Can't see you in that condition, never want to see you cry. That wisdom I apply as long as I'm alive. I remember sitting on your lap while you schooled me, told me be careful, cause some girls got cooties. That's when Cosby Show was on, Bo was making out Rudy. You made me cover my eyes when girls take off their clothes in movies. Used to peek through my fingers so I could see some booty. Knowing that if you catch me, it'll be a doobie. You deserve way more than diamonds and rubies. 21 room mansions, 11 bathrooms with the jacuzzi, couple bodyguards with Uzis. No thesaurus can have an accurate attribute for your beauty.
Rain, Well, baby, you were always so good to me. Even as a baby, I remember you would write me these little, you would draw me these little rabbits. And then as you got older, your little gifts got better. You'd make little ceramics. And then I think besides my songs, the best gift that you could have given me was that tattoo with my name, Nanette, right on your arm. Love it. Love you, baby. Mwah. Well, baby boy, here we are. I knew this day would come. I never had a doubt that you were born to accomplish great things. This is just the beginning, and I just want you to always stay true to yourself. Take it from your old earth that loves you today, tomorrow, and always. Mwah.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry? From models to business owners, we trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas.
Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
And it's your boy, Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? It's your boy, Renesee.
It's your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippaPlatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holler. One.
Yeah. Three Queens, the movement, man. That song by Nyreen was so sweet. I was about to cry, son. What's up?
You know, that song actually...
That was like...
It was a gift that he did for her on a personal note. It wasn't even really supposed to be re-released out, but when I heard it, I was like, wow, that's crazy, you know? How you can just, you know, a simple, again, see, that's his craft, you know? He's good at doing that, so he created a song for his mom. Didn't cost him nothing, but, you know, just for him express how he felt about his mom's.
How y'all feel about that joint, son? How y'all feel about that? That was hot.
I think it's dope. And Nyreen, he's from Harlem, right?
Yes.
Got that New York rap, you know?
Got the Harlem flag.
Oh, man. What you think about that, Dad?
Oh, I mean, that's why I was official. I respect honesty, you know what I'm saying? And that you could tell because he was talking from a real perspective on his foot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear that in the whole delivery. It wasn't just words, you know what I'm saying, that sound good together.
Yeah. It was so cute how his mother was talking, though. I was just like, oh, man. It was so cute.
Yeah, he wanted to make a part of, like, part of the song and bring her in the studio and just, you know, let her talk. She was like, what am I supposed to say? He's like, you know, what you feel, and that's how it went. You know, it just goes perfect because it's almost like a private conversation between them, you know?
Yeah, that's dope.
That was so sweet, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. That was so sweet.
All right, no crying, Lush.
Shout out to Nyreen.
Yo, sis, Emma, you know, does poetry. Emma, I know you got a poem. Well,
you know, I got a poem for my mother, un poema para mi madre, okay. Feliz Día de las Madres. Ay, ay, ay.
Yo, say happy Mother's Day in Spanish for the people.
I just did. Feliz Día de las Madres. Para todas las madres. Feliz Día de las Madres.
De las Madres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Feliz Día de las Madres. All right. Well, this is a poem that I had did for my mom. I think it was for a Christmas gift I didn't have nothing to give her at that time. I didn't know what to give her. And I sat down, I wrote something, and I wrote a poem, and I went to a printer, and I had them put it on, like, on a background where there was an angel. I bought, like, a gold frame that only cost me about $10. And altogether, I maybe spent in the packaging a little less than $20 and wrapped it up, and that was her Christmas present. And I copywrote it. I waited for the copyrights to come back, and I gave her the poem with the copyright, so she owns this song. The song is copywritten, and she owns the rights to it and everything. So that's what I did one day for her, and this was the poem I wrote. By the way, my mother's name is Angela Orta, and this is a tribute to my mother. Since I was young, I always watched her work hard to give us a better way of living. She would rise early to prepare our clothing and breakfast for school. This she did every morning for countless years. She still does this with my son. As the oldest of four, I had the job to help keep the house clean and watch over those younger than me, and I enjoyed her leaving me in charge, if only for a little while. After all day working, she would come home to cook, check if our chores and homework were done, clean, and set us off to bed, while constantly reminding us that we were truly loved. What a remarkable woman. Somehow she found time in her busy day to make me feel I was important. I didn't understand then why she was always so hard on me. I was beginning to think she had something personal against me. But on the contrary, she wanted me to be an independent, strong, and productive Latin woman in society. She would often tell me to be all that you can be. She has come so far and struggled so much for her children. I owe her so much. I'm blessed that God has chosen this beautiful woman to nurture me from infant to a woman. But then how can I expect any less from someone who came from a strong mom herself? I used to hope I was an adopted child and my parents were a rich couple that would want me back and buy me a lot of things. How naive I was then. There's not enough money in the world that I would trade her for. She always worried that people's negativity would break our spirit to strive for what we wanted. I would look at her worn out and brittle nails, the hands of a hard-working woman. She is such an inspiration in my life that I wonder if she knows the multitude of gratitude that I have for her. I carry the most sincere respect for her and her accomplishments, whether they be great or small. That's it.
Wow. That was pretty. That was nice.
I'm pretty sure she appreciated that. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I got some tears. I love you, Mom. Te quiero mucho. Te amo, te adoro.
Oh, man. We got another caller on the line, man. That was beautiful, Emma. Caller from the 347-371. You're live in the building with the Queens and Gents.
Old Jeff is around. Give me a minute because I'm drying my tears. I need a moment.
By the way, Old Earth is Nairane's mom, so I came right behind your song, actually. So we were crying for your song, and now you're crying for my poem. I could dig that.
That's right. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing great.
Everybody's great.
Love you, Old Earth. I'm going to let y'all know.
I love you, too.
Old Earth makes the bomb custom-made jewelry, yo. She got the crazy Obama, like you know, bracelets, earrings. Like, she can make anything custom for you, yo. Crazy,
oh, and by the way, that's a big hint, Earth. Lush want her Obama earrings.
Yeah.
She's still waiting.
I gotta hook you up, Lush. That's right.
Hello. Thank you. Get on the production, please.
I'm flipping.
Yeah. So, Earth, man, you know, it's your time to go ahead and, you know, we're going to say salute to you as a mother. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, my baby. I heard my baby there.
No, that's not your baby.
That's not my baby?
No, he's a baby, but not your baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's good. I'm the gent that she was referring to.
Yeah, that's Derek. That's Derek on there. He's a sweetheart. He's a good person. He's so good. He's so sweet. And for real, man. So So, O.F., man, you got some shout-outs. You want to shout out your mother and stuff, too?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Did we lose her?
I think we lost her. Hopefully she'll call back in. I guess, you know, she didn't have the people behind her and stuff, you know, for Verizon to do with the glasses with 1,000 people. But can you hear me now?
Hello?
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, man.
We lost her,
but she'll be back on the line, man. But that was a sweet song, man, and that was a sweet poem that you did right there, man, for real.
Thank you.
Seriously, man.
You know, it's all into tapping into your skills. I mean, you know, some people are good at craft making and can create,
mm-hmm.
like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just as a...
I always used to make my mother homemade cars back in the day. Y'all remember back in the day when
they used
to give you them projects and stuff back in the day, and you sit there and make your mother a card and stuff, cut it out the construction paper, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I love you, mommy. It don't be a whole bunch of words. It just be like, I love you, and then mommy.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. But, you know, as you grow up, you know, you start picking out the cards that really mean, you know, how you want to express to your mother. But on that note, Old Earth is back on the line. Hey, Old Earth.
Difficulties, ladies. I'm sorry.
We worried about you.
We thought you had to do with the glasses.
No, but you know, just to touch up on what you just said, we need to
mm-hmm.
find our artistic side and
mm-hmm.
sit down and maybe make that card again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just look around, make that card, and just sit and write from the heart, because
mm-hmm.
Hallmark is not doing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true.
Not only mom, just tell everybody exactly how it is we feel. Just a simple thing. You know, for all the little things that you do.
Mm.
You just want to feel appreciated, right? That's
mm-hmm.
it. Just sit down and just hook it up hard, you know. Now we're too rush, and we're quick to go, like I said, by the Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's there. You sign your name and you're good. No, we got to sit, take a minute, and just from the heart.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You definitely... I think we sometimes, because we're such in a fast-paced world, and everything is just like so, you know, we're in a hurry. We don't have time to do. We just so quick to just grab anything and just give it to somebody and say, hey, take this. You know, we don't sit down and express ourselves and stuff.
We lose the actual meaning of really what it is, and it's just
mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is the day to appreciate your mom. It's not just to, you know, do the, like you said, the drive-bys or the balloons. That's all cool and all that, but, you know, after that, like, you can give a balloon in a car, but if you still don't express how you feel, it's like, we still empty. Like, what happened?
That's the truth. And on that note, we got another call on the line, man. Ooh, the phone is getting hot, baby, hot. Call up on the block number. What's up? You're live with the queens and gents. What's up?
What's happening?
Yada-da, yada-da.
Yada-da.
Want to call in, pay my
respects
to the ladies, to the mothers-to-be, and, you know what I'm saying, and all of that, man. You know, happy Mother's Day, you know, as we approach this glorious day, you know. And I feel like every day is Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you. You should get together with the rest of the people that think so.
Mothers are you guys are the doorway to life, man, you know what I'm saying? None of us came. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for mothers. So y'all play a very vital and important role.
That's what I'm saying. That's key, and that's all we want to just be acknowledged that day. You know, I mean, we're the creators and all that. Hello, can we just get a little, you know, little shout out? Can you tell us you love us? Can you just give us like an extra squeeze hug? Like,
no, that's what's up.
A foot massage would be nice.
Oh yeah, that's always nice. That's always nice.
So what do you lovely ladies have planned as we move toward this glorious day that, you know, Mother's Day, as people call it?
Let me see. For Mother's Day, I'm doing nothing. I'm not cleaning, not cooking. I got a new patio set out, and so I'm going to just hopefully, if it doesn't rain and some sun, we can get some decent weather. I can sit out on my patio on my porch with my kids, and that's it. Basically just do nothing. That would be nice. Maybe Twitter. I mean, I'm just so addicted. I'll probably be tweeting. That's like the most. But I'm not going to work. I'm not going to clean. I'm not doing none of that. But you probably see me on the Twitter. I ain't even going to front. So.
I mean, you know, to me that's, you know, but I mean, I am one who believe that, you know, every day is Mother's Day, but on that particular day, do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, ladies and gents, we have Spicy in the building in the chat room, and I want to say a shout out to Spicy. She said that, you know, shout out to all you queens, ladies, and gents. And she also said that Mother's Day should be every day, like Runner, she said. And she said that also Christmas should be every day.
Yeah, then we really be in a recession. Have Christmas every day.
Every day. Yep.
You know.
And on that note, we also have another call in. It's Aunt Susie, Miss Susie, live in the building. Check out www.MissSusie.com. Hey, Miss Susie.
Hello, ladies and gents.
Hey, Miss Susie, how are you?
Pardon you?
How you feeling this glorious day?
Oh, I feel good. You haven't been well, okay.
Miss Susie, don't start. You just got here.
I was just saying,
you know, she starts from the gate. She don't even wait.
No, I was just saying.
I'm glad you called in, Miss Susie, though.
Are you a mother, Miss Susie?
Yeah. Excuse me?
I said, no, I'm saying, are you a mother?
Oh, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, you know.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Mother's Day, Miss
Susie. Mother's
Day,
Miss Susie.
Who's that? Is that the beauty lady?
That's the actress.
Oh, that's the beauty lady.
Is all Earth still on the line?
I'm still here.
Listen, you know that Miss Susie, if you ask Miss Susie a question, any question that you want, she can do a reading over the phone. So I'm just throwing it out there like a Mother's Day gift we would like to give to you. If you want to get it popping here, you can ask her just about anything.
So Miss Susie.
And she's the
like,
truth. She's the truth.
That's the truth. And no lie about that.
I have issues. I'm going to have to get you, Miss Susie, offline.
Well, she has a website. She has her website, MissSusie.com, right?
Uh-huh.
www.ms.
No, MZ.
Okay.
MZSUZZIE.com.
Okay.
Miss Susie.
Yes, he was about to say something. The young man was about to say something. Let him speak. Go ahead, hon. What are you going to say?
No, I was saying, so you have, like, psychic ability, or?
I'm in the middle of a show.
Yes, you can say
that. Okay. Hey, I'm just asking, you feel me? I might need you to do a reading for me real quick.
I'm ready. You just tell me.
Well, you tell me.
Okay.
You tell me what will be the perfect gift. What is my mother thinking right now? What does she want from me for Mother's Day?
Your mother's thinking, she wonder if you're going to get her something, and she hopes it's not the same thing you bought her last year. She prefer you give her money.
Money, huh?
That's right.
Okay. All right. I may have to do that.
Yeah, because if she didn't ask you for something in particular, I would just give her money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I may have to do that. I appreciate the feedback.
Yeah.
So Miss Susie, Miss Susie is getting light with you. Miss Susie gets it in.
Yeah, she gets it in.
I like this young man, though. He's a nice young man.
I try to be. Don't read too deep into me. I don't want these ladies. To
I'm not gonna.
Yana, that's a street king. He's a street king.
Keep my facade.
He definitely reps for the movement.
For real, how about it?
No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Mhm. And we got Doug on here also. You know, definitely.
Well,
you know.
Doug is mighty quiet.
Oh yeah, man. I can't help it. I'm an observer. That's my role in living. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy observation. So I'm taking it all in. Don't mind me.
I'm glad to meet you.
I speak when I have something to say, though. Don't get it twisted. I'm good.
Oh, I don't never get nothing twisted. That little backwards. No, I don't get it twisted.
Oh, nah. That wasn't even direct. I was just in terms of the way. Don't misconstrue
speech.
My silence. You know, don't
misconstrue. Okay, well, see, you got to realize I'm a little older, so maybe what you say means something else to me. You know, not trying to mean no harm back
no
to
respect.
You either.
I deal with every age out here, like, except 107. I have not met a 107-year-old person.
And I'm not that old.
But that's the only age I have yet to actually, you know what I'm saying, interact with.
Mm.
I've dealt with 106, too. So, yeah, I'm kind of guy for my little bit of years out here. So I respect those.
Yeah, I know a lady 106.
See?
Mm-hmm, right down here, down south.
Wow. So does anybody have a question for Miss Susie other than yada-da?
No, I asked my question for...
Derek, you don't have a question for Miss Susie, or you want to fall back?
Oh, I'm falling back. That's.
Oh, Irv, go in.
Well, Miss Susie, career-wise, at work, I need a little guidance there. Am I going to be there for another 20 years, or is it time to land?
Well, okay, who am I speaking to? You have to let me know who I'm talking to.
My name is Nanette.
Nanette, this is my first time meeting you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. And you said you want to know about your career?
Yes, my current job.
Okay, and what do you do on your current job?
I'm a counselor.
Okay. Well, you know, you like the job. I see you do pretty good on the job. But you will be leaving the job. And I see you leaving the job maybe in about another, I'd say a good 2 years, you know. And you'll be leaving it for a higher position. But this place that you will be going to is based on the same type of work you're doing, but it's more of a private place. You know what I'm saying? Let's say the kid's parents is more richer than the ones that you're dealing with.
Okay.
So you'll be going into a different place. But it looks good if you don't start changing your mind to want to do something else.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what it is, man. Miss Susie, always getting it in, man. For real. Happy Mother's Day, Miss Susie, man. We got CG live in the building, man. CG, what's up, CG?
Hi, everybody.
Peace, Queen.
Hello.
Oh, how's everybody doing?
Fine.
I'm still falling back, you know.
So what is CG getting her mother for Mother's Day?
Oh, I am taking, well, me and my sisters, not just me and myself, we're taking my mother to the Wax Museum in New York, in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Get to eat. Yeah, out there as well, so we're just going to take her to the city. She's so excited.
Oh, that's great. So she's going to hang out with her daughters?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
That don't sound too bad.
Man, that Wax Museum is serious, though. That's one heck of a gift. Like, there's some real, real reality in that Wax Museum, for real.
She's so excited because she swears, she's like, I just want to see Barack. See the Barack wax thing.
Oh, man, that's what it is. That's what it is, man. Definitely, man. The little things matter a lot, especially if being at a mother. You just want to... Actually, the whole fact of a mother is like, did they even remember me on Mother's Day? The whole thing. Did he even remember? Did he even remember? You know, and that's the biggest thing, man. So can y'all stay on the line, man, because we're going to go ahead and play this song right here from another independent artist. It's another dedication. Actually, this is one of Renesse's people, Ronald Paul, Words Ain't Enough. This is a dedication to his mother. And we're going to come back on the line. We got the queens on the line and the gents on the line. And we get some ends. Happy Mother's Day, baby. You already know what it is.
On my mother's bed, kisses on her forehead, I don't want you dead, that's what she was telling me, cause I was going bad, disappointing, telling these, and Lord, I'm so glad that the prayer that she said had reached heaven's door. I didn't have no idea that you both loved me, so if I was wrong, she would let me know, gave me room to let me grow, praying for me when I was drunk and high, coming through the door, I felt as if the prayers that I said was in vain, as she laid in convalescing, death progressing, had me stressing, asking questions, Lord, I really need my mother in my life, she was all I had, her in my grandma, since my daddy died, I apologize for the pain that I had caused her, she accepted with open arms and told me she was sorry for any wrongdoing she had done to me, I smiled and told her, mommy, you have only wished the best for me, she looked just like an angel in that coffin, with a smile up on her face, I prayed that she would rest in peace, as they laid her in the grave, words ain't enough,
words ain't enough to tell what you done for me, so now it's mandatory that I tell soldier stories.
Words ain't enough, I can't describe the way you touch my life.
Support up in the chest, and she was fighting for her life. I got this feeling, I have felt this way before. It would be the last time that I seen her alive. She didn't want to be here no more. And now they both rest in peace at Rolling Hills in the same grave. Around my daddy, my grandpa died, and my auntie Clara May. They used to tell me, Ronald, you gon' really miss me when I'm gone. And now I'm sitting reminiscing, shedding tears. I'm all alone. My grandmother and my mother, they was gifts from God. They kept the faith he was gonna make it when the times was hard. And since they did, man, they shared what was theirs. Was mine. Now I know that unconditional love is truly hard to find. Words ain't enough.
Words ain't enough. I can't describe the way you touch my life.
After a death, I realized I lost my best friend. I can hear a voice speaking to me from the grave, saying, Ronald, you got decisions to make. You living in the last day. And I cried and I prayed that your life would change, that you would see better days and that your soul would be safe. Now when you're feeling all alone, cause all your loved ones is gone, you hold on to your father and be strong. But when my baby girl asked me, Daddy, where's your mommy at? I tell her she's gone bye-bye. And I try to hold back these tears in my eyes. Sometimes I cry and go through memories. Hope when I walk into the light that they remember me, cause words ain't enough.
Words ain't enough.
Your lesson. My grandma reading Matthew 11 soon became a blessing. And I remember my mother's favorite verse. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills. From which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I felt the pain. Father, help me. Gang from the hurt. They took a little old black boy and tried to raise him into a man. Tried to get me to understand God's master
plan and comprehend that there'll be good and bad. The what's done in the dark will come to light. Give thanks for all you have and always do your best to make it right. This is your command. You got to fight no matter how hard it gets. Don't do nothing half-assed. This world is cold, but don't you never forget that you special, baby. Because see, God made you who you is. Follow no one. The blind lead the blind. They all fall in the ditch. So I made this song so I could express how I love them. Wish I could hug and kiss my mother. How I miss my grandmother. But see, words ain't enough. And see, it can't be told how much y'all meant to me. I love and miss y'all. God bless y'all. So words ain't enough. I like to dedicate this song right here to everybody's mother. Don't make no difference who you are, what you went through. To everybody out there that lost their mother or anybody close to them. I want to dedicate this to every woman in my family that passed away. To my cousin Shirley Hobson, we miss you and we love you. To my auntie Clara Mae Jane. To my grandmother Claire Malone, you don't know how much I miss you. You meant so much to me in my life. And last but not least, my mother, Nadine Porter. You was everything to me. And I want to thank all of y'all for teaching me what you taught me. And this is dedicated to you. Words ain't enough.
Yeah, man, you already know what it is. You already know what it is. We is definitely getting it in all day, every day. You know what it is. Words ain't enough. Your man, Ron Al. Ow, cold-blooded. We got to go back to the line with the gents and the ladies. She claims the movement. Yes, sir. Check out www.mzsuzz.com. Oh, it's MZSUZZIE.com, E2KMagazineOnline.com, MusicManiaTV.com, DutchRadioOnline.com, SiceAgency.com. You definitely get it in, you know, my activity, you know, MySpace.com/Venice. You already know what it is. We live in the building. That joint was hot, though. You know, what you guys think about that joint? Words ain't enough.
I loved it. I think he hit it right on the head, definitely. And you could tell it was, you know, it was heartfelt. I think that anytime a man can be comfortable enough just to give props to his mom, to the woman in his life, and, you know, and just do it heartfelt, you know, I just give mad props to them.
That's what it is.
I agree.
Shout out to Ron, too, man, because, you know, even though Mother's Day is approaching, like he said in his song, you know, Ron don't have his mother anymore. You know what I'm saying? So
that was definitely extra special.
So, you know, and he don't have his granny either, and they both play major roles in his life. And actually, Ron don't have his father either, so, you know.
Well,
he kind of lost a lot of people in his life, man, kind of early.
Wow.
That song is like 10 years old right there.
Wow. Well, I mean, feelings never grow too old, you know? I mean,
right.
You know, he's expressing how he felt then. It could be 20 years later. I mean, those are his feelings. So, I mean, and I think we get that. We definitely get that from the song. Definitely shout out to him. I know it must have been a process in the studio, him recording that.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal recording artist.
CZ, how you feel about that, CZ?
Like, I can agree with Emma. You can really feel the sincerity in it. And any time that someone makes passionate music like that, it definitely touches people. I mean, I just think it was an awesome song all the way around, you know?
How you feel about that, Derek?
Oh, I mean, I agree totally. That's exactly it. It's the fact that passion is there. That is that raw honesty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anybody can manufacture a song, but to produce music like that, it's just real. That's what I like.
How do you feel about that, Auntie Susie?
Well, I really like it. I like the lyrics, and I really like the music, and I like the story behind it. I think it was great.
It went real smooth and it flowed. I like that.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Vaughn, man, for real. And we're going to go to the line. We got another caller. Caller from the 347-346. You're live in the building.
All right, what's going on? It's Plot. Shout out to Emma, you know what I'm saying? I know you on your grizzly doing what you doing, whatnot. Figured I'd just, you know, be quiet and play the background, you know what I'm saying, until I heard my, you know, until I heard the calling, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I definitely, you know what I mean, I got a lot of love for my moms, you know what I mean? We've been through a lot, but it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And with a song like that, it's like, that's like the ghetto anthem for everybody's mother, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the anthem. That's what it is. I don't know whose mother personally, I, to be honest, I don't know whose mother, what didn't kind of fit the title of that song at that time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, it was just, like, something that, it was really, really real, you know what I'm saying? Something that's real crazy, you know what I'm saying? That's what made them, that's what made it legendary, you know? That's what makes all our, most artists legendary. They can produce a great song and make a great song, which is cool, but it's the authenticity behind it that, you know what I'm saying? That makes people graft onto it. Like guys like Maino, who may not be a lyrical miracle guy, but the situation is authentic. Like what he's saying is authentic. So it kind of sticks with him. He builds his fans and his following and artists like that, you know?
Just, even Pac, when Pac did Dear Mama, how everybody gravitated to that and how he was seen in a different light when he did that.
Yeah, he really, it's like you could tell he really felt that way about his mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, on top of that, you can tell, like, the passion in the song, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of those defining characteristics of an artist, being able to articulate exactly what you're feeling and translate it in such a way that it has a broad scope. Like, it touches everybody, young, old, here and there. Like, whether you've lived that life and know him personally and that, like, you can understand exactly where he's coming from emotionally.
That's a real deep.
So what about your shout? Your Mother's Day shout?
I like to shout out my mother, you know what I'm saying? My mother's at home, you know what I'm saying? She just got off work, you know. My mother's name, Valerie, her name is Valerie Holiday, you know what I'm saying, over in Astoria, doing what she does, you know what I'm saying, taking care of my little brothers and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? I like to say I love her and send her a little Happy Mother's Day shout. It's not Happy Mother's Day yet, but you know what it is, you know what I'm saying? So,
pre-Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's pre-Mother's Day.
Yeah, and I had a being in my hood, I had a lot of other women and that, you know, that I would consider my mother also, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you got friends and where you can stay over someone's house and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Well, shout them out. Shout out your hood.
Yeah, shout out Astoria. Shout out Astoria Projects, you know what I'm saying? I like to shout out Millie, you know what I'm saying? Twin locked up doing that little 5 years, but they don't call us twins for nothing, you know what I'm saying? I like to shout out my dude Red mother, Miss Karen, you know what I'm saying? All the female role models I've had, you know what I'm saying? Emma don't know I look up to her, but, you know what I'm saying, through the times, I do my research, and, you know what I'm saying, I may watch you from the back, but I know what it is, you know what I'm saying, I know what it is, we've been seeing each other for years, so it is what it is, you know what I'm saying. I got a lot of, like, female role models I look up to, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Winfield and Goodwill, you know, I went to a career training program back in the day, she works for Goodwill Industries, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of female role models out there, you know what I'm saying, that I like to pay my respects to on Mother's Day.
Tell the people what you do, a little about yourself or where they can contact you.
Okay. Basically, I'm a promoter. I rhyme also. I'm on Twitter right now, twitter.com/LouisPSosa. That's twitter.com/LouisPSosa. Right now, I'm getting this Tuesday party popping. I'm promoting online and on the phone as we speak at Glass, right next door to Marquee. I got that going on May 12th.
Where's that at? Because we all calling it from different states, so.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This is on, in New York on 10th Avenue in between 26th and 27th Street, right next to Club Marquee, you know what I'm saying? You can check it out at glassloungenyc.com. And I'm doing a birthday party for a pretty well-known rapper named Nina B, you know what I'm saying? And I'm basically
shout out to Nina B.
And she's doing her party before that at the Grace Hotel. So if you know Nina B, you know what it is. You know it's going to be crazy. And I also got a parade coming up, the Universal Hip Hop Parade. That's going down in August, August 15th, as a matter of fact. And we do that in honor of Marcus Garvey every second Saturday in August. So if you're interested in getting in the parade, you can hit me up on my Twitter, Louis P. Sosa. My Twitter is Louis P. Sosa. You can hit me on my MySpace. MySpace.com/plot_hustle_G, or you can hit me on my email, LouisPSosa@AOL.com. If you Google Louis P. Sosa, my MySpace will come up. And I have links to my Twitter on there and everything else. And my email, once again, is louispsosa@aol.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely for my people, and I'm for what we about, you know what I'm saying, moving forward and whatnot. So those are a few ways you could contact me and stay in touch and all that. And pay attention to that parade, you know what I'm saying? We're looking for participants, you know what I'm saying, people to get involved. I'm definitely going to holler at Emma, you know what I'm saying, see what it is, you know.
That's what's up. We appreciate you calling in. Hang out with us.
Oh, I got you. I'm in here. Like, I knew what it was. I saw it on Twitter, and I'm like, you know what? I ride with Emma, so I'll see what it is.
All right, that's what's up. It goes my Twitter fam. I'm just trying to get a 1,000, please, people. I'm at 294. Come on.
Emma, you'll know me when you see me.
E2K underscore magazine. I mean, come on, people. It's not that hard.
That's easy, right? E2K
underscore magazine. Easy. E2K underscore magazine.
Definitely support, you know, Emma. She's trying to get to that 1,000. You know what I'm saying? We thank you, my dude, for definitely calling and hang out with us. Her phone lines is blowing up. And when you was talking about women, and you know, that's definitely doing things and women role models, I met this young lady, you know what I'm saying, at the Court DJs event, and she's actually the manager for Willie North Pole, a new artist that got signed to DTP, definitely getting the buzz in. And she is a woman, you know, that's definitely doing a thing. She's a manager, and it's rare to see a female manager, you know, and the females are going hard. So I just, you know, wanted to bring her on here. She's going to send her Mother's Day shout-outs, and, you know, we're going to ask her a few questions so she can tell us more about, you know, her management, and then we're going to go and bring in more people on the line to do their shout-outs. Her name is Tiffany J, and we're about to bring her on real quick, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Tiffany.
I'm here.
Peace, queen. How you doing?
Good evening. I'm great. I'm great, fine. I'm glad to be off the road for 5 minutes.
That's what it is, man. It's an honor to have you, you know, on the show, actually. You know what I'm saying? I had to, you know, I know a lot of people ask for interviews, we know, with Willie North Pole, but, you know, behind every great man is a great woman. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely get it in, hard body, like, you know, you definitely, you know, how long have you actually been, you know, into the whole management? How did you get into the game?
I've been managing, probably like 9 years, almost 10 years. How I got into the game really was an accident. I was a radio personality at a radio station in Phoenix where I'm from. And, you know, when you're from the hometown and all the rappers are your friends, they kind of like always trying to figure out, okay, how come they don't play our music on the radio? So slowly trying to help my friends get in on radio and trying to get them in, you know, to get themselves heard, I just became managers for a lot of the people that were rapping because, you know, Phoenix is definitely not known for MCs, you know, or anything like that of the sort unless you play really like a professional sport. So I started managing local artists. You know, for a couple years I did that. I was a promoter for 5 years. I did a lot of big shows. Like, I was the first promoter to ever even bring Ludacris to Phoenix. So I was kind of moving around trying to figure out where I really belong, but I always managed on the side. And I had went to this convention maybe like 6 years ago, 7 years ago, called the Impact Convention. It's one of the conventions they used to have. Everybody used to go. And there was a large panel, and I asked a question, and there was this manager on the panel named Blue Williams. That answered my question, kind of smart-ass, but, you know, he answered my question. And I walked up there, and I asked him, you know, I'm trying to learn how to be a manager, and I look up to you as a manager, because at the time, you know, he had managed Outkast and Macy Gray and Donnell Jones and all kind of other people, and I was like, I'm trying to learn, and you cracking jokes in front of everybody. Well, for some reason, me coming to him like that made him want to show me how to be a better manager. So he kind of took me under his wing. I did a lot of stuff, like we worked on the Outkast double CD. That was like my first opportunity to really work with some real artists, you know, that were really doing it. And I came in, we were doing like the Love Below speaker box thing. And then like I role managed Nocturnal. I role managed P. Pablo. I managed Huey, K. Michelle, Bangladesh, The Heatmakers, CZOP. I mean, I've managed a ton of artists, you know, as of now. But it was just by the grace of God, really, that Blue kind of answered my question funny one day. He took me under his wing and really taught me, you know, what it took and how aggressive I kind of had to be being a woman and knowing who I needed to be taken seriously as being a manager. I hear that.
Man, I'm about to put a whole new book together right now, man. That joint just sparked me right there. Yeah, that's the whole, like.
I'm sorry. I try to get it all in one breath.
So anybody else got some questions for Tiff? Y'all can go down the line and go ahead and get it in.
Well, this is Emma from E2K Magazine. I definitely got a question for you as a woman in the industry. Do you think or do you feel, even after all that you've done, that you still get that same just respect because you're a woman, or you think you still have to, you know, they still come at you where you still have to continuously prove yourself?
Oh, yeah. It's funny because, like, we're out on a promo tour right now with my artist, Willie Northpole. And unfortunately, because I'm a woman, when we walk into a room or into a studio or, you know, people come to meet us or whatever, it's automatically thought that I'm the chick with one of the guys. You know what I mean? It's never a rare. I'll say if it's 20 times we meet people, 2 times out of the 20 will a man speak to me and put his hand out to shake my hand. You know what I mean? Just common respect. They won't say nothing to me because they'll just automatically figure I'm with some dude that's there. So, you know, and then I got the manager handshake, which I learned in entrepreneurship class. So, you know, sometimes I don't mean to break nobody's hand, but it happens so much. Willie be like, yo, don't shake her hand because she's going to give it to you. She's going to let you know she means business. So, you know, usually by the time they get done with the handshake, they know I ain't nobody's girl here, homie. Like, I'm here for work. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But, you know, it's all good. You know, I understand because 9 times out of 10, the woman that is there isn't there for work purposes. She may be there just hanging out, you know, or whatever it may be. And if she doesn't carry herself a certain way or make her presence felt, you know what I mean, when it comes to handling her business, they'll look at you like that. So, you know. Even down to what I wear. Like, when I go to conventions, I straight, you know, I got to put my tomboy outfit on. And everybody's always like, why do you do that? I was like, because I don't need to be at a convention or at a meeting and somebody looking at me like that when I'm here for my artist. You know what I mean? But, you know, I got to put it on different. I may want to wear a dress and heels when I go other places, but when I go in, sometimes I just go in with my straight gang face on. Like, I ain't got time for that stuff.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, and I'm a mother, too, so... I got to go at it even different because I have a 12-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So I got to show him how to respect women and how you're supposed to do it. So, you know, different avenues, different ways. You got to do it a little bit different. But 9 times out of 10, I do have to fight to get it when I walk in the room. But by the time I'm done leaving, I ain't got to worry about it no more. Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, you know what? Keep on the grind, definitely. And don't let that stop you. I know it's hard. I mean, I've been in the industry for a hot minute, and it's just a continuous. It doesn't never stop. You know, it never stops.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, I had my nights of crying, so like nobody would ever take me serious, and is all every man want to do is try to see what he can get, you know, out of you. I had those nights, you know, when I was 20, 21, but I mean, I'm 30 now, and I'm looking at it different. If you know what you want, they always say to me, either in the industry, if you're a woman, you either have to be a bitch or a whore. It's unfortunate, but that's how they always say it. And now at the stage I'm at now, being in the game for 10 years, I understand it, and I'll gladly take the bitch title.
Yeah, no doubt.
You need to be a CEO, and then they're going to take you serious. And as far as being a manager, that's like CEO. Right, yeah. Definitely. So,
like,
yeah, it's all good.
Like CEO, buddy, don't even. You want to talk to me, talk business. Like,
Right, yeah. If I want a date, not to say I've never went on a date, you know what I mean? I want a date. I want to do this. I want to do all that, but... And when I'm at work, I don't want to. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't walk up to him at his desk at work and be like, yo, baby, what's up? Like, he'd be looking at me like I was crazy, you know? So it's like the same way. I just want that same respect when I'm at work, too. That's all.
Exactly.
Miss Susie, you got a question for Tiff?
No, not this time.
Okay.
I'm just listening to her.
I'm sorry, I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I mean, this is Felicia Sabree, Music Mania TV talking. It's amazing to hear your story because, you know, all the street queens were all women of our own businesses doing our own thing and making decisions in the industry. So it's interesting to hear you say that because we're all under that same pressure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm like, I'm a host of my television show, but I'm also co-CEO. So it's difficult for me to get that respect. But as soon as I open my mouth, then they're like, all right, she's not playing.
Right. That's that even bitch or whole side. Like, they're going to make their decision really quickly how you carry yourself. And because even if a man, you walk in and he comes left, you don't necessarily have to be rude. You know what I'm saying? You could just kind of let him know what it is you do, and you keep it moving, and that's what it is. But then they're just going to put you like, oh, this bitch came in here like she was on her business. Oh, I'll take that. I'm not on business right now. You're right. I do mean business right now. I don't want you in here hitting on me while I'm sitting here trying to figure out how we're going to get these documents signed and figure out what we're doing next.
Respect the women of the industry. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Right. And hopefully one day it may change, because honestly, every woman that I know that does it, especially has been in it, you know, more than like 3 to 5 years, they go hard. And when guys start realizing how hard managers that are women and, you know, A&Rs that are women and different people like that go, you know, it's a different kind of feeling. Like, I A&R'd Gucci Mane's album, Hard to Kill, and it's so funny because I was moving around Atlanta in and out the studios, and they thought I was like a runner picking up records. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden when it was like, Oh, your name's on the A&R credit. Like, I wasn't thinking you're picking up records. I was working. You know what I mean? I placed the Amelie record last year. I managed a producer by the name of Bangladesh. And, you know, even that, you would think being the biggest record of last year that I'd still be able to get a little more respect from the guys. But they still make me work for it. So,
I have to get your email, like, for real. I got to get everybody email right now, because honestly speaking, like, y'all don't know. This is exactly what I'm talking about, that this is why I'm writing the book that I'm writing, just because of the conversations that are taking place right now, the stories. I mean, the networking capability that women possess is, like, man, that's immaculate. Like, that's what makes it top-notch, and that's what progressive thought is, like, needed right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's... Men don't network as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's give the guys a little bit of credit. Most men don't want other men around.
Yeah.
Unless you're in their circle. So a lot of times, you know, it's hard for a man to meet other guys or get himself in the arena that he wants to be in, because another guy is looking at him like, I don't want him. I don't know this dude. I ain't grew up with him. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's the competition. Yeah, but that's...
Yeah. With a woman, the woman was like, she can't do nothing. She ain't no threat. She ain't going to be okay.
Uh-huh. Next thing you know,
that's
the manager chilling. You didn't even know it.
Exactly. Exactly. So
it's
a gift and a curse. I call it the gift and the curse.
But
I would
a different
like
approach.
Start.
It's a different approach when it comes from a woman as opposed to a man. When you're trying to get like music played in the radio station and all that, automatically when they see the guy, especially when they see the guy with a do-rag hat or whatever, you know, if he comes in a suit, they may be like, okay, he may be an executive. Let me, you know, this business, let me holler. But if a dude comes just regular, you know, his baseball cap or whatever, he already gets that, like, wait a minute, hold up. I don't know who you are. You may be coming to do me harm or, you know what I mean? Or
you're automatically a thug off the street.
You're automatically a thug off the street.
It isn't your approach. It definitely isn't your approach.
But it isn't, it's definitely an approach. So I'm saying, you know, just the way we take it serious when it's business and we dress accordingly, I feel that the guys that are out there, too, trying to grind and all that, dress accordingly, too. Once in a while, take off the do-rag. Don't be afraid, you know what I'm saying? Get your hair nicely done, whatever. Throw on a suit. Throw on a blazer, a button-down shirt. It ain't going to kill you.
And you.
You know, you may just get, you know, you just may be able to get through that door, actually.
Yeah, to give an example, like, I mean, I'm in the street a lot, you know what I'm saying? I work with Hitless Entertainment. If you Google any names that I speak about, I'm sure you'll check them. You'll know who I'm talking about. I've worked with Hitless Entertainment and GV Entertainment. I've done a couple concerts and whatnot in New York for the past couple years. And I noticed that when I network, like, with a blazer on or with a button down, it's like it's so much easier. It's like it's night and day, right? Yo, it's so much easier. Like I could be networking with dudes, or I could be networking with females, but it just gets so much easier because they'll automatically think, oh, this person is here for a reason. You know what I'm
for
saying? And, just to comment on the females going hard and hearing Tiffany J's story and whatnot. Right now, there's a whole lot more, excuse my English, but there's a whole lot more females that are in college than men, especially minorities, and there are a lot of females that are doing them, like, really, really going hard on the young level that are, like, in between, like, 18 and 21 right now, and even in between the 15 and 16, so don't think, the females that are on this panel, don't think that y'all are sitting here and things are, like, for naught, because in about 20 years, like maybe 10, 15, 20 years, the situation may be opposite, and it may be a man like, God damn, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to network, and the females out there like, like robots absorbing everything. So, you know, that's definitely a trend.
I think it's important when we have kids, though. Like, if you have kids, like I said, I have a son, he's 12, and to teach them at a young age the difference between sticking with your homies, and yeah, just because it's hip hop music and it's this, that there's still a serious side to it, and trying to teach them that, because that's the only way we're going to change. I can't change a 27 year old man. If that's what he wants to wear, do rag every day of his life, I can't change that man. But I'm definitely teaching my 12 year old that a do rag is not part of your outfit. You can't wear a hat everywhere, baby. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do this, and sometimes you can do it that way, but you got to teach them young how to handle business, because realistically, with what the economy is going through right now, everybody that's working for themselves is almost in a better place right now, because at least you can run your own destiny to a certain extent. It ain't about, man, I've been working at this office for 15 years. I hope they don't lay me off, and now I have nothing because I've dedicated my whole entire life, you know, Monday through Friday to this office, and now I feel like I have no being. I don't know who I am anymore.
Exactly.
Well, I don't feel that society is really right on some people that come out for a job, and I'm talking about mostly men of color. They don't get jobs like the woman can get a job. Now, you know, somebody who wants to hire you might want to look at you, but a brother might come in there with all he got and can pass the test or whatever he kicks out for him to take, and you don't want him. So, you know, I don't look at it that, you know, you have to come with a suit on and a tie on to get a job, because they got some guys go up there. They look like hell and go in there and get the daggone job.
You know what it is, though? Let's keep it real. What it really is their image, and what it is the image that's been put out there of black men. Right? Like, for instance, I tell my client all the time, he want to get some tattoos on his neck. And I said, okay, yeah, you want to get tattoo on your neck, I feel you. I said, but when you go to acting and you want to do it, do you want to get casted as thug number one or thug number two? Because that's what they're going to think. That's what it's going
to
be.
Yeah, but you're looking at it as it only have to be one type of way to go and get to go after something. You're supposed to go after something who you are. Nobody should have to change you for what you want to go after. Then you're not being yourself. You're being that person who accepts you for the way they want you to be.
But that's what they want, though. That's why all the jobs, they have books, and they tell you what they want you to wear, how they want your hair to look, how long your hair can be, where you can have tattoos at. That's what they want. They want everybody to look like a robot.
Yeah, well, that's what they want. But see, I don't want to go up on against a job like that, because you have guys out there with tattoos on that's models. You have guys out there doing what they want. They got hair down their back and still making it. It's up to the individual where you go, who is supposed to hire you and who wants to hire you.
Right. You're right. But, like, you know, again, it's a stigma. If they think guys with long hair, guys with tattoos are dangerous, black guys with do-rag on are lazy, they're just going to automatically think that, because if you watch Law & Order, SUVU, if you watch CSI, whatever you watch, that's the role. That's the role. So if they don't know a black man whatsoever, don't have any black people in their life, and the guy that walks in looks like criminal number two on Law & Order SVU from last night, that's what they're going to think. So,
yeah,
end of the day, that's us. That's all us. You know what I'm saying? To kind of change that.
And the thing is, you know, it's a sad situation. It's such a stereotype on individuals, you know, in regards to, you know, just the way they perceive people without really knowing them. But, you know, hey, that is exactly how, you know, America is. But, hey, when you become an entrepreneur, and you own your own business, hey, you know, you can actually come in there with whatever you want to if you own your business, you know what I'm saying, yourself, you know. But
one thing that I can say that one more thing that I'm really, really, really trying to push for now, like I'm speaking at, there's a producer convention in Phoenix coming up this weekend that Shaw Money does, and I'm on one of the panels for management. It's going to be on Sunday, and I know everybody loves hip-hop, and I know everybody wants to be the star. But if some of us would learn that there's other jobs in the music industry that could be like there's such a void in managers. Like, I get asked, honest to God, 30 times a day for different people for management. There's such a hole in engineers, you know, managers, A&R people, all kind of other stuff. Yeah, everybody wants to be
the
MC.
Can I get your email?
Yeah, sure.
For sure.
Anybody that wants that email, just hit me up. I'll send it to you guys.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm really, in this weekend, they're going to get mad at me because I know they're going to want me to talk about records I've done and all this other stuff, but I'm really going to sit in the room with those guys. Like, I'm not telling y'all to give up y'all hood dream. I'm not telling y'all to let it go. But understand, if you're 27, 28, 29 years old, and all you've done is try to MC, and understand, it's just like the NBA. The NBA is not for every dude that can shoot a hoop. We're not all going to get a contract. But understand, you can still do what you love, probably make more money, because most artists aren't making that much money. If you focus on learning how to do something else, you can still be your own boss. It's not just about being the dude, lights, camera, action with the gold on. It's not about that. You can have a long, long career. I could be a manager until I'm 70 if I want to.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Longevity.
The industry is about being successful. The industry should never be about rich and fame, because if that's
what
you want, don't go in it.
Yeah, everybody wants to be, like, if you want to be a star, if you want to be a star, man, you can have your own blog. Now, everybody can have their own blog. Everybody can do whatever they want. All day.
But that's about education, and hopefully that's what you'll be doing over there when you hit the panel. And all of us have a responsibility to educate and kind of spread that word as well.
Exactly.
Because everybody just kind of, like you said, they just focus on just that one rapper that they see on the video with all the chains and the girls, you know, dancing alongside them. But they don't know there's way much more to that. For that to have happened, there's a team of people that have to make that moment happen, you know?
Right.
And they're actually making more money than the dude that's standing there with that chain, because he owes a lot of money. He owes a lot of money for standing there with all them chains. Like, he's not even rich yet until the people behind him are rich. So.
Exactly.
Holding the cameras got more money than
and that's what I'm saying. Those avenues are so open. Like, I have a friend that I just hired on to work with Willie that's a branding manager. All he does all day is look at brands, get in contact with the people that run it, and connect artists with that. Only other guy I know in hip-hop that really does that is Steve Stout, which is why he's been able to be so successful, and he was the one that got Puffy and all these other people hooked up with these big companies. But I'm like, all these black men out here that got the gift to gab, whether it been you hustled in the street or you hustled selling stuff, whatever you did, you got the gift to gab. Go put a suit on and go tell Folgers why they need to do a deal with such and such. So, and you'd be surprised how bad they want to get into the urban market and understand the urban market, but there's nobody walking in there with that suit on, with that tie on. And you can wear whatever, you can wear do-rag when you get to the car. But if you walk in there with that suit and tie on, you explain to Folgers why they need to do a deal with such and such with your artist, you bringing money to the table, yo, they cut checks still $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, and you ain't got to touch a mic, and you can still go to the studio at night if you want. But everybody just wants to be the superstar, and that just drives me.
Tiff is, everybody, man, it's all about finding your niche in the game, man. Cause real talk, you can come in the game as an MC, but really you might be better as actually doing PR or being management or being a photographer or anything. So it's all about finding that niche in the game.
Right, yeah, but don't ever give up your
Kanye.
Love.
Look at Kanye.
Yeah,
Kanye,
if you love being an MC, you can still be an MC. You can do that still. You can make your own stuff. You can have your own show. You can do that, but understand that you can only be jumping around on stage for so long. You have to have a backup plan, because they don't give us a 401k with hip hop. We don't get one.
Hey, Tiff, real quick, tell the people where they can check you at and check you out and everything like that. You know, the lines is blowing up like crazy, man. For real, man. I don't know what's going on tonight, but
that's good. That means everybody's trying to get in.
That's right.
Hey,
are you tweeting? Are you tweeting?
Yeah, of course I'm tweeting. Of course.
Yeah, Emma's going hard. Somebody must be good day.
What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Tiffany J Manager, TiffanyJ, the letter J Manager. My space is Tiffany J Family Tree. Family Tree is the management company. I'm really easy. Like, my T-mail is tiffanyj@tmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional way of spelling Tiffany.
That's your email?
Okay.
Yeah, tiffanyj@tmail.com.
And you said your MySpace was Tiffany J what?
Family Tree.
Family Tree?
Uh-huh. Family Tree is our management company.
Okay, that's cool. And then you said Tiffany J Manager was the email? Tiffany J
was
Manager?
The Twitter.
Tiffany J Manager is my Twitter.
Okay.
I got you. I'm following you. Just, I just want you to follow me. I'm trying to reach 1,000.
That's locked in.
I got you.
I'm locked in. We're locked in.
Follow
all right,
back.
You guys, thank you. Thank you so much for calling me and reaching out.
Real quick, Tiffany, tell you know, if you want to shout out your mother and say Happy Mother's Day and all that.
Oh, yeah, Happy Mother's Day, really, to all the women in my family that hold down my seat while I'm out of town. So my mother, my grandmother, Thelma, my godmother, Bernice, my whole female squad and my family hold me down while I'm out of town. So they get
that's
just as much love, you know what I'm saying, as anybody else. And, you know, any woman that's ever showed me the way, I wish I had a woman mentor, which I've been looking for, but I'm yet to find one that has been willing to do it. So I guess I got to shout out myself and everybody on the phone.
You need to call in the Street Queen show a little more. You'll get some mentors.
Yeah, you need to call the Street Queens if you're
on the
panel.
Definitely call up in here.
Definitely. I got y'all. And then just hit me if there's any time I'm missing out and y'all want me to jump on or something like that. I got y'all. No problem.
Yeah, I'll definitely get in touch, you know. So when you're in New York, we can make it happen. I got a lot going on and whatnot. So I'm going to definitely
move
up on Twitter.
We just left New York, too. Like, we were there last week. We did 106 and Park and everything. We were in and out, though.
I know. I first got word of Willie Northpole from Alvon Miller. He was promoting his Alvon Miller from Shady. He was promoting Willie Northpole and whatnot, and he was letting me know this, that, and the third. And that's how I first caught word of him. And I had an idea that they was in town. Like, I was catching word from this one and that one.
That's good. That means we're doing our job.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, guys. I'll make sure I call in again.
Definitely. Don't forget to follow me. Hey, _ magazine, Tiffany.
I got you.
Peace, Queen.
All right, bye bye, guys. Have a great night. Happy Mother's Day.
All right, bye
bye. That's what it is. We had Tiffany J live in the building. You know, definitely, you know, represent. Make sure y'all check out Willie Northwell. You can Google him. Definitely doing his thing. And he actually is going to be on my show on Lush Radio Online on Friday. So just in case y'all want to come through, get them interviews or connect with them, call in. You already know what it is. But, man, the line's been blowing up, man. So
Bring them in.
Go ahead. And I got a shout-out to Spicy. Spicy is a mother, too. Happy Mother's Day, Spicy. So don't be mad at me, all right? I'm sorry. But call her from the block number. You're live in the building with the Queens and the Gent. What's up, family? Call her from the block number.
I leave them listening. To go to the next caller.
Okay, we got two block callers, actually, block numbers.
One is probably me.
From the other, caller from the other
hey,
block.
Hey, Street Queens.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Street Queens? It's Cinnamon Joes.
What up, Mama?
What's going on, baby?
Soul Pitch Media's in the building.
There you go. Want to wish you girls a happy, happy Mother's Day, you ladies. Doing it up there. I'm listening to the show on the phone. Very lovely, very entertaining, very
thank
knowledgeable
you,
at the end of the day. I'm listening
that's
to all this.
That's what we try to do here. That's what we try
to
do.
With the whole casting with Chappelle's show, I was listening to that part of the whole, you know, just your image and whatnot. So it was kind of interesting to know about the whole tattoo on the neck type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little about it since you know,
well,
you was down with that show and, you know, you had to do casting for that show.
Right. I mean, it was interesting because at the end of the day, that's what I looked for. Like, honestly speaking, it depends on the person. Like, when I had to cast for certain individuals, I casted, like you said, the thug-looking type. But they'll get stereotyped and they stay the thug. And that happened actually with, I'm not sure if you guys know Power Wu-Tang. We had a problem with him because of that. Because they saw him as the thug. When he did Belly, and then he did Black and White. Hello?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be casted for some other film, and they was automatically putting him as, you know, a hood dude. And they were like, he could be the drug dealer, and he didn't want that part. So it was hard because the way he walked in, you know, and it was the image at the end of the day. So if he casted already for Belly, and he did Black and White, and he just finished doing the Wendy Williams movie, so you already seen the type of character they're looking at him. So if he tries to be a lawyer, he's not going to be able to be a lawyer because that's not the, you know, they're looking at him like he looks too thugged. And that really could, like, damage your career if you want to jump to a different type of, you know, a character. It's going to be difficult. So it's true what they say. At the end of the day, it's like if you're going in with that skull on your neck, I'm looking at you, you're the thug, so I'm going to actually hire you to be that thug that I'm looking for in the corner. So, yeah, it's shaky, in the film industry, because that's actually what I did every day at Chappelle's show. It was difficult. So.
Wow.
So people should really, like, if people that are considering doing modeling or acting or whatever should really pause on the tattoos and all that stuff.
But the funny thing is, this industry is kind of crazy, because look at the fashion, like, the models. Like, you see Tyson with tattoos, but at the end of the day, you notice, like, sometimes he right now he hasn't been doing a lot of modeling. He has a good show and all, but it's like, it depends on the designer, too, if they want a person with tattoo. What about if that season they don't want no tattoos, they want someone that's really, like, plain and actually, you know, no type of, like, tattoos on the body, so he definitely not going to get picked to walk down the runway. So, it's very skeptical. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're going in as a thug, always remember that's how they're going to look at you.
What about, how do you feel about being a black actress? Because I'm an aspiring actress myself. I've been on some audition. I haven't been casted yet, but do you feel that it's difficult or, you know, there's opportunity out there?
There is definitely opportunities, and it depends on once again, the directors. It's like, you got to go in where you fit in. And it's so sad to say, because even Hollywood says it. Like, you have to get with the right director. With the director that is going to take a woman who's an African-American and just go into that role, because, you know what, white America is difficult to get into that. Halle Berry did it, you understand, but that doesn't mean everybody can.
I'm in the game. I don't want to be typecasted.
Right.
I want to freaking co-star with a white man or a white woman or a white cast. Like, I just feel like in the film industry, like, this is America. It's interracial dating. People work together. You have co-workers and you work with different races. I mean, we're all mixed. And at the end of the day, there's not enough film where there is an equal balance of colored, you know what I mean? It's
right,
like,
and that's what I mean. When you go into
it shouldn't be that way.
Right, but when you go into a casting and you have to have, right, what you just said, your frame of mind has to be like, you know what, I want to work alongside that, you know, that white artist. I want to work alongside that white actor. Now, if you don't get called back, don't turn around and say, oh, because I'm black. No, maybe they didn't like the way you acted. So, you know, don't go back and say, oh, they didn't like me because of the color of my skin. No, probably it was you didn't say a part right. You forgot a part. And they look, you know, it's imaging, too, also.
Yeah,
maybe you didn't fit the part.
It's the director.
Right. At the end of the day, and how you cast.
Of your skin, but it's just, like, I'm a little nervous about the opportunity that really, really out there. But I feel like I'm going to get into the game more by the networking than me just going on these castings and being picked out of millions of people, being a black actor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm thinking? Me networking in the industry is going to get me to that director who is going to be like, I could use you for something that I have 2 years down the line. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. That's just, I just go hard. Like,
and that's
hard.
The best way.
I do my castings and I'm networking at the same time. You
exactly. Because that's what I did. When I got the job at Chappelle, I went to my surrounding. I first looked at who was next to me. I casted Emma for one of the parts. So I actually looked around first who was in my circle. So I went for my inner circle. Once I couldn't find nobody.
Yeah, guys, I tapped into my acting career.
Yes.
That's right. I did a shift first the third season.
Yes, and knowing people. At the end of the day, this whole industry, as much as people say it's not, it's knowing who you know. If you know that person, trust me, you're going to get in. And
right.
And of course, networking, that person could hook you up with the next person. But it's all about networking. And it just fit in what you get in. Just go straight in. And sometimes just knock that door. Like, I've done that all my 15 years in this game. I've knocked every door down, trust me, with my Timberlands and now my stilettos. So, I started with my Tims and I'm knocking them down with my stilettos. So at the end of the day, I feel proud. I just locked 2 deals down today. So I'm just like gung-ho. Like, I'm ready.
You go, girl.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy.
Oh, you
well,
know
Happy
what?
Mother's
you
know, Day. Definitely
happy
wanna.
Mother's Day,
yeah, Happy Mother's
yes.
Day.
Do you,
she's raising a she's
day.
Raising a baby king right there. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
My little prince.
Happy
Matter of fact,
day.
I definitely have to like give a big shout out to my son, even though it's Mother's Day, because he just got an award yesterday for Graphic Artist of the Year, and he's 6 years old. So, yep, I'm a proud mommy. So at the end of the day, I was like, woo, okay. That was my Mother's Day gift. But I definitely want to shout all you ladies out and wish you the best and happy Mother's Day, because I know
all shout out to
guys,
your moms, too. Shout out to your moms, too,
your
definitely.
So,
Feliz Dia de Mama, Mommy.
Much love. And with your acting career, all I have to say is just knock them doors down. That's
oh,
all I have to say.
Can you tell them how to get at you in regards to Soul Pitch Media? And also, I want to say sorry to all the other callers. We kind of like off air, but y'all still on. So the little bit that we can get y'all in, we can get the quick shout outs. But you can go ahead and tell them how to get at you at Soul Pitch Media, man.
Yeah, you can definitely, matter of fact, you check out my blog at Soul Pitch. It's now called SoulPitchStreetWire.com, and that's all my networks are up there. You can get me on Twitter, Soul Pitch Diva. Just Google my name, Cinnamon Jones, that's C-Y-N-A-M-I-N Jones, and you can find me there, MySpace, Cinnamon, and that's it.
Te amo, Cinnamon, te amo.
All right.
Te amo.
All right, bye-bye, baby. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's what's up, man. Yo, we highlighting all the women in the industry definitely doing their thing. You know, we had Tiffany J. You know, we had, Cinnamon, Miss Susie on her own business. And callers, man, I'm sorry. I want to pull y'all in, but the switchboard is gone. Yo, the same time, same place, each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Shout out to all the mothers out there. We play some songs from independent artists, Nyrene, Ron, Dear Mama, you know, that Mama song from Boyz II Men. We talked about different issues about, you know, women and how they're seen in the industry, you know, in the eyes of, you know, Tiffany J and the Street Queens. We talked about social networking, you know, in regards with Derek, and we also, you know, talked to Venice, and we had Miss Susie on there, you know, giving us some readings, you know what I'm saying, and Old Earth on here, and Miss Cinnamon, and also Mr. Sosa Live in here. Man, it's, you know, we had a good, you know, CZ, Emma, you know, shout out to Lissette, Miss Toy. Man, we had a full house today, man, for real. It was crazy. But I love you all. Happy Mother's
Day. Love you
Day.
Too. Happy Mother's Day, Queen.
For the love, big sis. Definitely. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yeah, group hug, group hug, group hug, Queen.
That was great. That was major.
Don't forget to follow me on the Twitter.
Yo, Emma, what's your Twitter, Emma?
E2K underscore magazine. E2K underscore magazine. I'm on, baby. I'm locked in till 12 midnight tonight. Let's get it.
That's what it is. Also, check out www.mzsuzzie.com if you want to get some spiritual guidance or some readings from her. Make sure you check her out. Also, our sponsor is www.strictlybun1.com. Check them out. Fashion that matters. Consultingguide.net, e2kmagazineonline.com, www.streetqueensofmovement.name.com. You can get in touch with any one of the Street Queen panelists or the ladies, and we employ all the ladies that's on here to join the site and, you know, put their business and promote whatever it is, or even the men to put on there. Any activities you got on, put it on there. Check out www.lushradioonline.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. And we're also giving $200 towards a high school student for this prom year, Street Queens the Movement. Man, check us out, man. Same time, same place, 8 o'clock, man. Oh, and next week, Thursday, we're going to have history in the making. We shall have one of the living Tuskegee Airmen live in the building. History shall be made all day, every day. Street Queens the Movement, positive people doing positive things. And you just officially got stamped by the Queens. Love y'all. Happy
Peace.
Mother's Day.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.